So yeah, thank you for doing this. My goodness, we're so excited to kind of start this new vlogging type of thing. We're still kind of figuring it out what it is. So I'm also curious to kind of find out a little bit more at you. So these first couple of questions are just a little bit about your background in photography. I would love to know if photography is something that's always interested you, what inspired you to become a photographer, and just kind of understand that a little bit more.
Sure. So, well, just so you know, I have had my studio for about 11 years now, and okay. I'm in Tampa, Florida, of course, where it's warm and cozy. Well, yeah. Not that warm for us Floridians. It's still a little chilly. But, so photography was always something that I loved, and I'd always had a passion for. Like, back in the day, I would always be the one carrying around my little pink Leclic camera. And I was a gymnast, and whenever my gymnastics team would go to meets, I would be the one taking pictures and then making little posters when we would get back from our meets. And that probably started in middle school, and I loved it. I never thought I would make a career out of it. I actually worked in the medical field for 10 years after college. I was a child life specialist. And I worked in pediatrics, helping patients through the psychosocial aspect of hospitalization. And I loved that when I did it. And then my first child was born, my son. And I went back to work at the hospital, and I just wasn't as passionate about it anymore. I missed him. I would look at my paycheck and I would think, gosh, like, I'm basically doing this to pay for my babysitter. And it wasn't as fulfilling anymore. So I thought, well, you know, I've got another passion on the side that I think I'm pretty good at. And so I'm just going to see what I can do to turn this into a business. And so at the time, was actually really when the market was starting to crash. My husband's a builder, and the housing industry was really starting to tank. So I thought, oh, now's a good time to quit my real job and be an entrepreneur and start my own business. So it was really tough the first couple of years. Because I didn't know what I was doing, first of all, and second of all, because my husband's business was tanking, honestly. So I just stuck with it and decided, okay, if I want to leave my real job and do this whole photography thing, I have to really figure out not only the creative side of it, but the business side of it as well, because I don't want to be a starving artist. And so, like I said, that was about 11, 12 years ago now, and God willing, I will never go back to working for the man ever again.
That's awesome. 12 years, holy cow. Because, like, just going along those lines of, like, because, yeah, that's pretty scary. Like, when you're going through the recession and you're, like, you just kind of decided then that you wanted to go for that job. So, like, what did it take for you to be that full-time photographer to make the jump? Like, that's intense.
Yeah, no, it probably wasn't the smartest thing to do. And I stayed up many, many, many nights until 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, just trying to study my craft and talk to any other photographers. I stayed up, like I said, way too late, way too many nights, and I sacrificed too much family time, because I did not set priorities as far as what things to outsource, what things to learn, what things to hand over to people that were better than me. You know, not to let my clients run my business and to decide this is how I'm going to do it, and then kind of embrace the fact that not everybody is for me and I'm not for everybody.
That's awesome. Okay. There's a couple of those points I'd love to come back to in just a second.
Yeah.
As you got started, I'm also curious to know, how did you promote yourself and what things worked for you?
And I think that's still something that I'm constantly working on. But what I have found, and I think probably most successful entrepreneurs can attest to, is that word of mouth is the strongest and most successful thing that you can use for promotion. So in the beginning, I mean, I would photograph anybody and everybody, anybody who would give me a chance. And then as my business started growing, as I started growing, I realized, like I said, that I wasn't for everybody and everybody wasn't for me. And I had to realize that that was okay. I mean, I have done everything from print collateral, social media marketing, email marketing. Like I said, word of mouth. I do a lot of in-person things. And I think marketing is a very multi-prong approach. where you can't just put all your eggs in one basket and just do one thing. So for me, it's been being in my community, communicating well with clients, providing great experiences for clients, so I'll be somebody who they want to talk about. And then just really, for me, the biggest thing is forming relationships. And, you know, I make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. So it's just coming back and figuring out what works best and then kind of tweaking it to continue to throw out a larger rope or a larger net and try to reel more people in and connect with more people.
I gotcha. And then you mentioned upon like kind of providing like some kind of experience for your clients. Like, I feel like that's kind of, I don't know if it's a buzzword per se, but like a word that kind of comes up more and more now, especially with maybe like millennial generation. Like, oh, we're all about having experiences when we go and do something. Do you feel like that is pretty prevalent, or do you think it's, you know, what are your thoughts on that? What's your take? Like, providing an experience.
For me and for how I've built my business, it's all about the experience. So I want to help my clients from the beginning to the end, as far as, you know, actually sitting with them in person and talking about hair and makeup and wardrobe and, you know, what they want from their session, what do they want for their final artwork, what is it that they're needing from the session, because oftentimes people don't necessarily know, or they come to you thinking one thing just because that's what they've always thought or that's what their friends have done. And that may be exactly what it is that they want, but I want to open their eyes to other things that they may potentially want or need that maybe they hadn't thought about. Okay. So, you know, in order to be a true boutique style photographer, for me anyway, I feel like I need to provide that experience. And I want to provide that experience. I love getting to know my clients. I love, you know, just hearing their life story and hearing about their relationships and their kids and what it is that they do for a living, what makes them happy, the challenges that they're going through. That's just me as a very social person.
Okay.
That I like connecting with people. And so I feel like if I'm going to be away from my family, then it's going to be because I'm enjoying the people who I am with and I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
And so I'm really fortunate, right, that as an entrepreneur, I get to also pick the people who I want to work with. Whereas in corporate America, you don't have that choice.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like I said before, I'm not necessarily the perfect one for everybody, and everybody's not the perfect client for me. And that was one of the things that I had to really wrap my arms around in the very beginning.
In the very beginning. That's interesting. Because, like, did you find that there were just some clients that were eating up a lot of your time that you didn't necessarily want to work with? Or, like, how come?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. You know, or who were just more demanding than others. But also, I didn't have the confidence to decide what I wanted just yet. So I allowed that to happen until I got to the point where very early in the beginning of my relationship with a new client, I can help them to set expectations. And so they have realistic expectations also, and just let them know, like, this is this I provide. This is what I'm going to do for you. And what are you wanting from the experience as well? So we could really cater to what it is that they want. But again, managing expectations and making sure that the things that they want aren't necessarily unrealistic.
That makes perfect sense. That's awesome, man. Let me see. There was, I mean, obviously as, you know, a photographer, you are juggling so many things. You've kind of touched upon some of the things you were first doing and as you're doing now, because you, from shooting clients, editing, prints, I mean, the list goes on and on. You're a one-man band. How do you handle the management of all these different jobs, and when do you feel you're most productive?
So I am fortunate enough, I have an assistant in the office who helps me with a lot of the office managerial stuff.
Cool, okay.
And she is fantastic, and I absolutely adore her. Actually, today is her birthday. Happy birthday, Olivia. So that is extremely helpful, because there are so many little nuances. And I think most photographers will be able to tell you, the majority of our day is not spent photographing people. The majority of our day is spent, it should be spent anyway, marketing and networking and forming relationships with people. So the things that don't make me money are the things that I need to allow other people to do for me. Mm-hmm. And realize that there could be other people out there who could do it better than me as well. So, like I said, I'm home this week because of Thanksgiving, so there's my
Hello.
In her pajamas.
It's awesome.
So, you know, I've decided the things that I'm really good at and that I can do well. And then the other things that are either time suckers or that somebody else can do better than me, I will happily pay for somebody else to do that.
That's okay. That makes perfect sense. That actually leads into one question that we were like, what beliefs would you say, you know, photographers have that stop them from having, you know, a better workflow or maybe growing their business?
Yeah, control. The need for control. Yeah. I mean, honestly, the need for control and thinking that nobody can do it their way or nobody can do it as good as them, or that they have to have their hand in every single aspect of production or editing. I mean, I outsource everything that I could outsource as far as like, you know, editing. A lot of aspects of things I outsource. I outsource my housekeeping, so why wouldn't, that frees up my time, right? So why wouldn't I outsource the other things that can allow me to focus more energy and more attention on marketing and networking, which is then going to make me more money?
That's awesome. I still want to have
my eyeballs on obviously final products and final pieces that I'm delivering to clients, because that's my name and that's my brand.
Sure.
But like for example, when it comes to editing a wedding,
mm-hmm.
of course, on the back end, or on the front end rather, I want to shoot it very clean, very elegant, and get as close color-wise, exposure, everything else as I can.
Mm-hmm.
But sitting for hours and hours and editing 2,000 images isn't making me money. You know, at that point, I can be connecting with a new bride and making relationships with new people, so that way I can, again, just increase my bottom line.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense, because I mean, like, as a photographer, I mean, taking those pictures and understanding the lighting and exposure, that the thing that you spent all those previous years and up to now learning and crafting, that's like your core thing.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, sure. That's who you are. So yeah, I mean, doing all the editing makes sense to give that off to someone else, because then you're still looking at the final product, making sure it looks fantastic for your client. Is that right? Am I getting all that right?
And relationship with the people who you are outsourcing certain things to, so they know what is your style, what are your expectations, you know, what is it that you want, and then so it's consistent also. Because every edited wedding has to have the same consistent feel.
I mean, looking back from all of your 12 years of experience now in photography, like, if you were to talk to someone who maybe is kind of beginning and starting off, what things would you want them to understand to kind of give them, you know, a little bit of a head start with regards to, man, it could be everything in general, marketing, but just how getting themselves out there, if that makes sense.
What things do I think are some of the most important things, you mean?
Yeah, so starting? Like, looking at your experience now, like, kind of advice would you give to photographers kind of first starting, being like, man, I wish I hadn't made these mistakes, or I wish I had known this?
Business. Like, everything about running a successful business. And then just kind of like, what is it called? Like, reverse engineering as far as your finances, like figuring out, okay, how much money do I need to make so that this is a viable profession for me,
mm-hmm.
and then figuring out, working backwards, what does that mean in terms of the number of shoots that I need to do every month? What does that mean in terms of the average sale that I need per client? How many shoots do I want to do a week, or how many shoots do I want to do a month? So just kind of knowing what your numbers are, and then working from there. So that way you're not just constantly spinning your wheels, which I think a lot of us probably do in the beginning. And establishing your brand and figuring out, do you want to be, you know, low volume, high sales? Do you want to be high volume, high sales, high volume, low sales? Kind of figuring out what your business model is as well. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I'm always learning and tweaking. And like I said, I'm human. I definitely, definitely make mistakes. And there's things that I do wrong and, you know, sometimes upset somebody by it. And so then it's just figuring out, like, what can I do to make it right? And move forward from there. And that's a hard lesson to learn too, because especially for women, I think, I'm sure men as well, but I think especially for women, you know, we tend to be more the people pleaser, and we always want to make people happy, and you know, so if I upset somebody, that upsets me. I don't want that to mm-hmm. be the case. So it's just learning out how to sometimes eat some humble pie and, you know, make a situation right if need be. And then hopefully, you know, your client accepting it.
In the end, yeah, for sure. Because, I mean,
yeah.
Has that been, would you say the hardest part is like when you maybe don't get something right or a client is upset? Or what's been the hardest part about running your business?
Honestly, I think it would be time management.
Oh, okay.
I think the hardest part is time management and just figuring out how to do all of the things that need to be done and still have a home life and a family life or, you know, time to yourself or whatever it is that you need. I think, at least in my experience, that's been one of the most difficult things is just figuring out how to have the time, even with outsourcing certain things, like how to have the time to be able to get all of the things done that I need to get done mm-hmm. while still providing the same level of service that I want to provide to my clients. Because I spend a lot of time and attention on them. So, you know, when I get behind, then I need to really kind of spend extra hours in my office working, and then your whole home work life balance gets all off, and so that gets a little squirrely.
Gotcha. The time management. Yeah, I actually wasn't expecting that. Thank you. That's very insightful.
And I'm sure for everybody it's a little bit different, but that's something that I have what my assistant calls my sticky note graveyard, and I'm sure there's way simpler ways to do things, but I just, things will come into my head and I write it down and then I just throw it over on her desk like, oh, this and this and this, and I'm constantly thinking things, so I'm like, we have to do this and we have to do that, and then we just have to, you know, and I'm just constantly tossing messages over onto her desk.
Okay.
And she's so good, like, got it, interpret it, yes, I know what that means, okay.
That's awesome. Sticky note graveyard. Hey. Oh, beautiful. Wow, I love dogs. All right, I just have a couple kind of closing questions for you. First, what accomplishment are you most proud of?
I would say just kind of in general, being able to leave corporate America and then more than tripling the money that I was making when I was working for somebody else.
Wow.
And when I say corporate America, the job that I had, I mean, it was in healthcare and I was working directly with patients. So I wasn't, you know, I wasn't in a desk job per se or doing like accounting or something like that. So I would say for me, I am most proud of the fact that I didn't know how to do those things. I did my job at the hospital and then I went home. So I didn't know about PR and marketing, and I knew about budgeting. But I didn't know, I kind of, again, like most entrepreneurs, dove into it having no clue all of the stuff that comes along with running a business outside of taking pretty pictures of people. So I would say the thing that I'm most proud of is honestly developing and building a business for myself and then just crushing what I made before in what I happen to have a master's degree in, you know?
Yeah.
And wow. I don't degree in this, and I've really had to learn, there's a lot of people skills, obviously, which I feel like I had that skill set anyway, but just learning how to further connect with people and build a business and build something that people want and are willing to invest in me and invest their time with me to have me create something for them. That, I would say, is my proudest accomplishment because people are willing to pay me to create something for them. And that's kind of awesome, right? Or they're willing to pay me to be a part of their life, typically in something that's really, really meaningful or really special, whether it be, you know, the birth of their kids or their wedding or for women, like boudoir sessions, which that leaves them in a very vulnerable and intimidating position, but they're trusting me to create that for them, and I love doing that for people. So yeah, I'm proud of the relationships that I've built through this and the fact that I've created income for my family that's far surpassed anything that I got paid when I was working for the man, you know.
Yeah, definitely things to be proud of. That's amazing. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
What three resources would you recommend to photographers either to develop their craft or grow their business?
There's a lot of really great online Facebook groups that I think are super helpful with business, depending on either a specific genre that you are focused on or, you know, just a girlfriend of mine, Megan DiPiero, has a group called Rise to the Top. I got to give her a shout out because she's an amazing businesswoman, and she's got a free Facebook group called Rise to the Top with Megan DiPiero. So shout out to you, Megan. And she shares tons of business knowledge, and but there's a lot of other groups on social media, specifically Facebook, that are geared towards maybe, you know, specifically high school seniors or newborns. I think any marketing and business advice you can tweak towards whatever it is that you want to shoot. It's having the basic knowledge. It's having that basic knowledge of marketing and you know, and PR that you can use to tweak towards whatever it is that you enjoy the most. I love going to Imaging USA, PPA's national conference every year, so that's coming up in January. I love going to that every year. I get a ton of information. I have a lot of friends who go to WPPI in Vegas. I haven't been in several years, but for me, I love going to Imaging. It's in Tennessee this year, so I'll be there in January.
Cool.
Other resources. When I first started, and social media wasn't as popular, but when I first started, I would just call people. I mean, I was kind of ballsy. Like, if I saw something on somebody's website and I was trying to figure out, oh, how do I make a website, or how do I do this, how do I do that, I would look at people's websites, usually not people in my area, people outside of Tampa, and I would just call them. And I would say, I'm a new photographer, and, you know, I saw you do this or this. Is there any way that I can steal, you know, 15 minutes of your time to ask you this question or that question? And sometimes people would, and sometimes people wouldn't. And so now, if I have the time, I try to be able to pay it forward, because a lot of people did help me. And a lot of people didn't, but I'm super appreciative of the people who did. So I think connecting with local groups or mastermind groups, there's a lot of groups, again, online that you can connect with other photographers so you keep yourself accountable. I'm in a masterminds group where we meet once a month online through, like, a Skype conversation, and we talk about everything from, you know, successes and challenges and where we are financially that month, where our goal was, if we met it, if we didn't meet it. Okay. So that keeps us all, there's six of us in the group, so it keeps us all accountable, and we've been doing this meeting every month for a few years now.
That's awesome. So, holy cow, great resources. Yeah. Appreciate that. Conferences and everything. Lastly, what are the best ways for people to connect with you?
Oh, okay. You know, I guess I'm old school because I like Facebook a lot better than Instagram.
No worries.
So it's, you can find me on Facebook. It's just Andy with an I, A-N-D-I, Diamond. And my beauty website is beauty.andydiamond.com. And then my corporate website for headshots and personal branding is headshots.andydiamond.com. So yeah, just through social media, or if you're in town. If you ever get out of your cold city and want to be here in Florida, I encourage people to come, and you can come to my studio. We can all go grab lunch. I love meeting new people and connecting with people, and just community over competition. I'm a big fan of that.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Andy. Yeah. This has been absolutely amazing. Very insightful to learn all the things that you've been through and also that you're currently doing to grow your business, and love the fact that you always try to pay it forward. We can't thank you enough for doing this.
I think you have to. Like, I'm only gonna get rewarded and grow stronger by helping other people and helping my community. So I mean, people, obviously we all have time restrictions, especially this time of year, right?
Yeah.
We're all completely slammed.
Holidays
right now.
And,
but it's only going to help grow my community if I'm helping other people, and vice versa, and then we're continuing to pay it forward. So I'm a big fan of that.
Awesome. Well, man, like I said, we're going to be kind of compiling some of this together for other photographers who expressed a lot of interest in wanting to learn how to better market themselves and grow their business. that's kind of the plan from here. So thank you so much, Anne, for your time. I hope you guys have a great holiday and Thanksgiving. Good luck with all the kids.
Stay warm.
Will do.
You'll take care.
Thanks so much, Andy. Take care. See ya.